for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Let's make sure that we have our 5D collective as we move into our reading and love messages. The 5D person is self-aware and self-emotionally aware. So you are either a healed inner child or you are healing. Healing means that you know about the maladaptive child behavior from the adaptive child. So you know about people with attachment wounds. If you have attachment wounds, you know about not projecting your unfinished business from home. So you know about any of your 0-1-year-old attached panicky, 3-7 shame submissive. And that just means you do not behave like a pot. No, like a Cusco. You behave like a Pacha. that's better, yes. So Cusco from the Emperor's New Groove, he doesn't know how to tell the truth because he has what are called emotional, immature stuff going on, and it's very serious business. But since a lot of people walk around like Pinocchio did when he got off the island with the donkey ears and the, you know, so what that means is they don't get attachment trauma informed. When they do, they don't use it to say, am I behaving in a restorative embodiment of myself, my mammalian heritage? Do I have integration of the brain? Am I unconditionally loving and compassionate? Do I know how to have healthy self-worth relationships, or am I potentially a low self-esteem blamer of sorts, or victim, the squirrel from Cusco, or do I do passive aggressive like a martyr or a superior human being, kind of like, you know, an Ursula or a Cusco again? Like, this is the part. Do you look at how your emotions do tell you what you like and don't like and say, wait a minute, I'm a three-year-old. I don't need to do Elsa's journey. I already know I'm myself. I'm going to look at myself. I'm not going to be afraid of the unknown. There's no sirens or energy vampires or crabs pulling me down a bucket, which is what 4D likes to talk about, how all these people are, you know, it's like a Mean Girls movie. Okay, so the 5D is none of that. We say, wow, I got a three-year-old. Am I an asshole? Well, I might be to some people. Do I know how to try not to be an asshole? Yes, I do. Do I know what projection is? Yes. Does that mean I'm going to tell them you're projecting and I want to use psych education words? No. No, no. It means that I stand down in my integrated brain and know, wow, I got a person here in front of me that is talking to me. That's pretty much it. You don't actually analyze people as you're engaging with them, FYI. Well, when I tell you stories, you all know this, I tell you stories of my life. I don't go around saying, hey, to like my friend who says, you know, you want it. No, I don't. I didn't go up to him, and I won't be going up to him and doing anything of the sort, because I'm not his mother. I'm not going to lecture him. And he didn't offend me. I'm a healthy, self-worth woman. When he, what is called, robbed, quote unquote, took a kiss without my permission, I did not feel violated, because I have a very aware human being, me, who knew what just had happened prior to us discussing. Like, we were talking before he did what he did, which he was also drunk, and it was a peck. It wasn't that big of a deal, you know. So a big deal would be if you throw me to the ground and you don't let me get up. Okay, I'm just saying, like, that to me, Maria, is a big deal. You half ass in a peck, which makes me think of when I was a teenager and shy of kissing somebody, doesn't make it me feel like, oh my gosh. But I'm also polyamory, so, you know, it is what it is. I know many people come up with stories, but I am trying to share. My friend was in a bad mood. No, not the kiss part. He was in a bad mood when he told me, you know, you want it. The kiss part is because I told him I have no interest in you whatsoever. And he's an emotionally unavailable man. He had just finished telling me all this stuff. So I knew that what he did was because that's not because he got brave. No, no, he got, wow, so she does not want me emotionally, which means it's safe territory. I don't feel any more pressure to have to perform in a way that I feel defective. This is the contortion of the poor human beings who don't go and get good therapy, and then they think movies, you know, are the real deal, and in the meantime, they get other women who might be like, oh, you're an asshole. No, my friend's a child who's a grown-up who needs a therapist. That's all he is. And I actually feel bad for my friend. And that's because I think he might have even something more than just an attachment wound. And that's for a side note. But I'm just trying to present a 5D person is this. It's, wow, with attachment and trauma. And until I had all of this, I would have just said, wow, okay. I know that what just happened is because I told you I have no emotional interest in you. And you're just like free to now think, okay, so she doesn't want me from her heart. And that's what emotionally unavailable people do. As long as you don't put pressure, quote unquote, on them, meaning you're not saying, oh, please love me, like your partner, basically. Yeah, then they can come in and out and do whatever the fuck they want because they're thinking. Oh, no, they're not thinking. The point is they are relieved because you don't emotionally want them to feel that support, safe haven. Okay, so again, random example, but just so you know, a 5D person, man or woman might they be, is a person who has a awareness of themselves. One, they want to treat people the way they want to be treated. So they're not going to be reactive because reaction, one, is so people who don't work with their maladaptive child behavior, that's why, like my friend, he doesn't work with his teenager attitude and he doesn't work with his defective three-year-old brokenheartedness, which he had just finished telling me about as we were talking about a bunch of different things, including how he liked somebody else. So that's why he caught me really off guard, but it was such a small act. Then when he did the whole, you know, you want it with his accusational, it was because I had organized the data in a way of saying, look, you're the one who did A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I didn't do shit, meaning I just did out of a consequence of situations, F, Y, G, D, F. So he didn't like that I organized the truth of our dynamic, because now he was put in his place in a way that didn't involve, I'm scolding you. No, I'm putting you in your place because, why? Because he made a passive-aggressive comment. You got cold. And on my brain, I'm thinking, I didn't get cold. You swiped the kiss I didn't ask for after me telling you I'm not interested, and you put me in a situation. You got cold because you got with some woman who you were monoamory with, and I can remember. And so let me list to you what you actually performed as, which is distant and cold. When I was in an awkward situation, yes, I was in an awkward situation because you did put me in an awkward situation. So the reality is I didn't do anything. I didn't know how you wanted me to continue engaging with you because you had a girlfriend and I'm polyamory. And for all I know, she didn't want you around me because, you know, they think that we have cooties or something. So there you go. And I gave him an answer to every single one of those. You are cold. That is no, it's a not truth. So when people don't have a way to, let me feel, shut the mouth, let me, you know. So he was reactive when he came towards me after this incident and said, you know, you want it, because he was upset at me, like a three-year-old that has a teenager. And all he could think of was, you know what's funny about the teenage years? And I know we're starting with a story first. It's because when I was a teenager, my lovely twin, she came to me, I forget what it was that we were talking about, but she's like, I wish I had your comebacks, because I would always have an answer. Anyone who came to me with some shit, I was the one who would be, okay, here we go. Let me play with my words, because you're playing with your words and I'm going to play even more. I love words. I love rhetoric. I love to, it's my magic content. It's my magic to speak, write, all of it. I just love communication. So she said this and I'm like, you can do it too. You just play with words. That's all you do. But the reality is, I don't know. I don't know how to say it, but, you know, people have said that I'm the mouth of the truth. We know what children are, right? And as I say, I don't have a child that got lost anywhere. I don't have a filter. And if somebody has insecurities, that's when I say, I'm so sorry, I didn't know. And that's when I know I got a child in the room that I'm not going to go build a snowman with, because now I know that they have eggshells around them. I'm not going to walk around them. I'm going to walk way far away. So if they want to come play, they need to get out of their eggshell zone, which means become life sensitive and not insecure grown-up people. So my friend doesn't count. He counts as a person who will not think about what he did, because tomorrow he's a pirate. And then after tomorrow, he's going to be, you know, Clark or whatever. And after, he's going to be Superman. And that's what I noticed about my friend. So he's cool beans. And I'm pretty sure he won't try swiping any more kisses because, you know, I put him in his place and I told him, I don't like you like that. I'm not sexually attracted to you at all in any way, shape or form, or emotionally. You're my friend. That's it. That's all you are. I gave him a title. And we all know, again, when somebody doesn't want to get emotional again. So you got the gist of it. That's what happens when, at least for a woman, I've seen men, once you tell them no, unless they're actually interested in you. And that's when it depends. If I'm interested in you, then I'm all for us conversing. If I'm not interested in you, then I will not be. So here's where I have never had an issue telling somebody, I don't like you like that. And I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you, I don't like you like that. Which is where the men that I met who allowed me to understand their cowardice game. Yes, so that cowardice game doesn't fit well with me because it means you're not a man. But when you do find men that do that, you know what a woman like myself knows? You're not a man, one. You don't know how to speak, two. And, I'm not really playing much with you because you don't mean anything. You don't have what it takes to keep walking with me. Meaning that you're just a bunch of smoke and mirrors. So I'm not taking any of your words seriously. So I'm having a good time because once you get to a mature, emotionally speaking, place, you're not really bothered by those who don't know how to have a good time in life. And when it comes to attachment and trauma and all that, and people looking up to movies, I mean, really, movies are movies. And when people don't know how to enjoy deep relationships, it's not a big deal. Okay, so let's not judge too many people if you can. And if you're 5D, you won't. Because Pachas have better things to do. And there's a trauma therapist to help people who want to grow intimacy within themselves. When you see people behaving out there, I see them in groups, not my groups, my group of friends, I build solid connections. And so when people have been rejected, I have had men that have gotten upset at me. They're still friends of mine. As they were getting upset, I just said, look, I would know if I had an interest in you like that. I know myself, so I am not. But we have great conversations, yes, but you're not in that ballpark for me. If, on the other hand, you are in the ballpark, I will do my best so that you can know, I'm curious about you in more ways than one. And I'm not direct. Okay, so directness requires something for a 5D mystic. And here's where our twin flames come into the mix. Those are the only people that instinctively you're the one. And the one and the one, and then it's like, wow, I got ones, and there you go. So long story short, for my Enlightenment Soul Age Group 5D mystics, if you have more than one twin flame, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, it's okay, cool beans, you got the one, and then that's it. And good for you. I hope you make it to get together. Remember, it's not a magical different stages. It's just if you and them can talk it out. And if not, well, if you're healthy self-worth, you're not going to be wasting your sleep over them because you know that they're not emotionally interested in you that way. And so you know there's no such thing as using those labels. Remember, oh, they're breadcrumbing me. They're a covert narcissist. Oh, they're leading me on. If you're empowered, man, woman, or they, you're like, okay, I can see somebody doing the drunk walk, but they're not drunk. You know what I mean? Like the line. So I just know you're not able to walk a straight line. So again, smoke and mirrors. Oh wow, there's some air. Is that anything? No, it's not. Okay, oh, it's a three-year-old. They want the floor. So let's get to our reading, shall we? Because it's all about you rising up. So Merkaba, activation, transcendence, ascension, rising up. Heart of source, all-encompassing love, unconditional acceptance, serenity, and the divine matrix, interconnectedness, synchronicity, God, incidences. Okay, so let's not use that word, shall we? Remember, when you overflow with humanity, divinity has to descend. Thank you, Sadhguru. It's called integration of the brain. So none of us have unhealthy self-worth in the 5D collective. We're all imperfect and flawed, just like anybody else. And we don't go around shouting at poor teenagers like my friend who don't know their manners. We tell them, you're mistaken, and we have a grown-up ventral vagal tone. This is what you get to practice if you do personal development. If you whine about it and you don't want to, then you can go and be with the Pinocchios and Cuscos and all that great stuff. And you're not, you know, that IHP is not for you because you don't want to take yourself seriously or your emotions and figure out you got a three-year-old like anybody else. And you want to still believe in things in a certain way and cast stones, which, by the way, as we were taught, thank you, Jesus, don't cast no stone. So no human is inherently good or evil. The 5D group of academics, okay, they all have either attachment wounds and trauma stuff they need to get a handle. And then there's those of us who know how to say, okay, let me give you healthy boundaries. I'm going to talk to you, and I won't talk to you like a child because you're a grown person. By the time you're in your mid-20s, I'm going to start knowing you have emotional awareness. If you don't, then you literally chose not to, you know, like, and self-awareness, okay? So you are consciously saying, I'm going to hurt other people, and not knowing of Patrick Tiahan, who's online, childhood trauma survivor, healing, and therapist, who says, you know, you don't have to go around hurting people. You can come here and get reparented, and that's reparenting you. And once you're intimate again with yourself and you return home to your actual three-year-old self, then you're going to have fun with people. 5D Collective, we love people. We love men, we love women, we love days, we love everything. And we know how to say no, and we know, again, the important thing is don't you put your hands on me. If you do, I will say get your hands off of me, and then, you know, we don't want that. So let's try and create a safe environment for everyone. And understand that no means no. And to, so FYI, let's get to the middle ground, shall we? Because romancing and flirtation and the way courtship works Okay, so the people who don't know boundaries, you will recognize who they are, like my friend who's a person who's a grown man, but they are passive aggressive and an indirect communicator. He's not the last one that I will ever meet, I'm most certain of that, and he's not the last one I will know how to handle. And that I will look in the eyes, I can't wait to have some stories with him when I get back to see what he has to say, just because now I'm curious, but he represents no physical threat. So as long as you represent what is a, let me see how I can talk to you, I'm going to have fun. And that's because when you live the upper world, 59, that's 14, that's 5. So when you're able to move through change with unflappability, it's because you have secure attachment and you're differentiated self, and that's what a whole inner child. So I be me, you be me, be you, and we'll have fun. And I will have a tone that will be in my prefrontal cortex tone because I'm safe to be myself and you don't represent a physical threat because you, again, are just using your mouth to talk. Okay, so the upper world, we have people from your higher selves, we'll just put it that way, that are giving you the support to be the self that is a whole inner child. Okay, so let me break this down because I don't want to read what it has to say because it's always in the spiritual bypassing words. Okay, you know that you have flaws and others have flaws, and to respond means that you manage your emotions. Anything that comes up, you choose to recalibrate so that you can speak. Okay, so you watch your body and you watch your tone and you watch yourself. And it's not because you're suppressing anything. No, you're mastering what is called the arts of being the left mode of you and the right mode of you, your brain. And then to sit in the middle and do the wiggle wiggle and basically just believe in yourself and then say, I have an opportunity to bring forth my voice and who I am. Now, this is possible for a healed or healing inner child, but healing inner child that has reparented. If this is hard for you, then that means you want somebody like Patrick Tihan. You can keep listening, but that means that you have a very strong shame cycle still that comes up, meaning the inner critic, the feeling of I'm not worthy. Okay, so if you recognize this, that's why the people on Elsa's journey, they never get to the end. They're always basking between, oh, there's an energy vampire, oh, that person's trying to hold me down. You want to work with yourself completely. So you want to decide how to handle, if you choose, you're the one who's motivated to be this version of you, to take the lead, believe in yourself, use your mind wisely, be loyal to what you love. The reclaiming of your power is not by being unapologetically rude. No, it's you taking a leap of faith with people and taking a time out when you're upset. And noticing the magic that works through you and any sensation that comes up, any reactivity, any emotion, you say, okay, so how can I be fearless and bold with this? This is past stuff coming up. Truth transcends the illusion. So the emotion that arises is, first of all, your embodied brain. So number one, your body remembers what your mind forgets. Any reactivity, any emotional charge that comes up, it's yours. You have a 0-1-year-old attached panicky, 3-7 shame submissive, freeze of all ages, flight 11-12, fight 14-15-16. I'm trauma and attachment informed. Those are your child parts. You work with them with the inner growth mindset for us, our community, in your deciding to be neutral with duality. This doesn't mean suppression. It means I got my emotions I like and don't like, and I got my thoughts. With that being said, you connecting to this lovely divine matrix is, first of all, being able to harness your brain. Okay, so once you are using left and right on your own and you can handle most of what comes up emotionally, you're in a good spot. If, on the other hand, you say things like this, when people get upset, I get this feeling inside. No, when people are happy around me, and they're loving, and they're happy, and they're doing all the gooey-ooey, I get upset inside, and I get triggered, and then I go around trying to be spiteful. And so if you understand what I'm talking about, I've had people where they say this stuff to me, and I say, oh, well, now that you know, you can disengage from it. And they say, no, it's too hard. And I say, well, not really, it's not too hard. You just need to try harder. And so that's it. You choose. You choose, if your truth is, I stand and allow myself to know that I'm going to work with my charges, this new information, attachment wounds, trust breaks, trauma, da-da-da, or not. And that's where a 5D collective wants to do this. So I am here for that. So you open your heart and you unlock generosity. You're also allowing yourself to use the voice, which is in tune with angelic attunement, divine support. It's your ability to say, I'm going to breathe. I'm going to pause. I'm going to see what are the ways that I can recalibrate my nervous system. Is this something I can handle? If I cannot, then I will disengage from these relationships. And that means I will have a very tough conversation right now. So when people go to good therapy, they get taught about how and what and da da da. And they don't just cancel and block people from their life. No, they have what is called a very hard, very challenging. Like when I've told men that have come to me, they're my friends, and they say, I like you. And I say, you're longing for companionship. This is why you like me. I'm not the one for you because you are not what I'm interested in. They don't like to hear it. Times it's happened. They say, but we're a good match. I say, yes, we're a good match, but I don't have the same interest. The people who want partnership and they are uninterested in how their body feels, they are all over stuff like that. Some of us, we know what our body feels. And so we know when there's a connection that we're going to be interested in, and we won't say yes to somebody we're not, no matter how hard it is, okay? And so again, even as a woman, believe me, men say that they're the ones. No, I've told men, yes, I actually had the opportunity to say very, very beautiful things and get basically, what's the word? Struck down. In fact, in one of the instances, I was like, wow, you know, they could have been a little bit, you know, softer on how they handled that one. Because, you know, you do something romantic and you get basically thrown like, what the fuck are you doing? Kind of thing. That's not what happened. But basically, we could just say it was that. It was like complete reactivity and it wasn't even necessary, you know, but oh, that one I'll never forget. So yeah, I'm just saying women have a very just good a chance to get told no. That hasn't stopped me, by the way, from actually letting people know I love them or that I'm interested in them. In fact, I love when I get the ones who don't know how to handle themselves because that happens. Of course it happens. Soulmates. I'm talking about soulmates. So yeah. Anyways, that's the minute where if you are going to be shy and I'm going to be shy, then we're just going to sit and be shy together. And there you go. And it's still fun. Okay. But the nice thing about a rapport, and that's what you will notice can grow between people that have an interest that goes beyond friendship. Okay. Again, I'm polyamory. So I'm open to loving more than one person and I'm open to building bonds with people. In fact, I'm very open to it and know that it takes time for people to decide what they want in life, and it's fair. That's normal, actually. So I am using stories as an example because I know that some of you will have a very good gut like I do, and you know who you have in mind as somebody that you would be interested in and who you don't. And I'm saying challenging conversations are when you're going to say no. And you know that that's going to hurt a person's feeling. But because you're a person who's open-hearted, you're going to allow yourself to talk. Like I've done any time it's happened where these men who I love have mistaken. No, they've desired that our friendship could be more than something that is friendship. Okay? And it doesn't get harder to love as you get older. This is a bullshit statement from the people who don't know how to just do what I just shared with you. And that's why when people have gotten upset, I understand that ego's involved and you know how to say, I'm so sorry. I know that you're upset and I know that this is hard for you, but this is how it goes, you know, and we've maintained, again, our friendship. When you have the need to disengage from people who have behavior that you know is demanding, that one is probably a little bit more challenging. I have dealt with that. And you heard the stories, so that might be something that's coming up. You get to understand how you want to handle it. So if it creates a great upset within you, then you're going to have to shut it down. Because that means that you are not ready to be able to engage with those dysfunctional, maladaptive child behaviors. Because we're all nervous systems, okay? So if you're still healing your inner child, there are things you have to shut down. You have to say no. And you will know that if you care about your health, Okay, but you also know how to do it with respect to another human being, because that's what it means to be emotionally mature. So you don't go and be an asshole to somebody. Like when I got thrown in my face that I was not appreciated, if you will, or basically rejection was done in a complete, not unnecessary way. Okay, so when somebody cares to let you down in a way that they will know is going to be a letdown, it's because they care that you don't get your feelings hurt. And that's because they will care to maintain also potentially the relationship. Now, some people, they don't want to. So, for example, I have plenty of men that I've had to, not plenty, but at least a handful that I've had to say, look, I have not any sexual desire for you like that, not even a little bit. And they did not accept that. They didn't take it the wrong way. They just made it clear, this is how I see you. So if I ever see you, this is what I'm going to be interested in. So I now know that I'm not going to want to see you at all, because you made it clear that my way of expressing to you what we are not is not satisfactory. Okay, so there's that. Some people would say, well, no, I want to see them. No, I'm going to say, if somebody makes it clear that they don't see you as a friend, that they actually do have those types of physical feelings, and you then want to impose your presence on them, I'm thinking that's not the way to create a relationship, because you're disconnected. You want completely different things, and then you're going to find yourself with the person who's going to suffer or do something you don't want them to do. So I'm just saying, like, the equations when it comes to human behavior, if you have somebody telling you something, the nice thing is to not see them, one, so that you don't have to find that they are going to look at you like that. You don't have to find yourself in an awkward situation, and you don't have to risk any of what would be just unnecessary once you are clear that you're on different pages. In other instances, I've had to literally shut it down. Okay, so you are able to, again, shut down without insulting. I have not said, you're an asshole. The worst, quote unquote, has been, I don't know who you think you're talking to. I don't think you're talking to me, because I don't talk like this. So I'm going to think you're talking to some other woman of yours, and you may have mistaken the number that you're writing. And that's basically what it comes down to. So it's always going to be, I can tell you what I'm thinking, and I can, in a way of respecting you as a human being, speak words. It has never failed me, FYI. What fails is not anything responsive. Reactivity is not even a person trying. When somebody's reactive, it's because they're in their biological rudeness. So it doesn't matter how you twist or turn it. If you're a Pacha tuning in, which is who I'm channeling for, a Pacha that is wanting to be a Pacha, you're going to understand every one of the bits of examples that I gave you, and you're going to appreciate them because you want to be a person who can do something like this. Because you do understand that it is tough when you have any type of emotionally very important conversation, that all people have different paths that they come from. So again, my friend, I don't find him, for me, he's not somebody rude. He didn't insult me. I don't have any of those equations. Other people, they have their opinions, which is that he is disrespectful, that he is insulting. That's because they are from and in a different space with themselves, okay? And you're going to be wherever you want to be, but I am sharing a modality of being able to be inside, which is you in your restorative embodiment, you in your prefrontal cortex, you in the ability to use your physiological brain, might I add, the left and right mode. And this takes that practice, which is your choice to be a I love, I turn that cheek, I don't cast a stone. I do know that you have a heart, like Pacha tells, and like Jesus says, you know, blessed are those who believe without seeing. I know you have a heart in that chest, and I know attachment trauma information, which is what you all are getting right now, versus the, it's an energy vampire, it's a demon, no, it's a human being who needs help. And they can be told, without disrespecting them, stand off, stand your ground, stay, you know, in your lane. And when it comes to any challenging situation, if you're challenged, then I'm saying you have still a window of tolerance that you want to work on, which means you got an inner child you want to go and tend to with EMDR, child parts work, and a somatic therapist, so that you can work with that window of tolerance. You don't have to, but that's what's going to get you to be more here. Oh, otherwise you're going to be, I don't want to do personal development. I want life now. And, you know, again, Pinocchio walking around with ears and a tail, because I'm going to be here to say you can tap into your infinite higher human consciousness potential experience. So if you're tuning into anything IHP related, I'm going to say you can become your restorative embodiment. You can become a decent and actually a human being who knows how to be in a green while another human being is in the red or the yellow, and you can use your mouth to say, okay, I think we're misunderstanding each other, like I did with a caring connection, and you're upset right now, and I'm going to try and have us talk because I want that, because you're part of my herd. Ice Age, Sid, Manny, Diego. Remember what Diego does. Cusco, Pacha. I use those stories as examples for reasons. If you want to be a squirrel from Cusco or an Ursula from The Little Mermaid, or you want to be the group of Diego that is not a group that loves each other, go for it. This is not this place. IHP is about we get to be people who embody our actual mammalian heritage. And you take it as far as you want, but you don't take it to where you want to judge being an awesome person, if you will. This is the social behavior. So when somebody's quoting to me yoga, like Sadhguru, where he tells you that spirituality process doesn't follow social good behavior, it gets misunderstood because people don't know what he's talking about in their human being body. I just described it to you, meaning that I have people who think of my friend as an asshole. I don't think of him as an asshole. I know he needs help. I know how to set boundaries so that he stays in his place. And that's all without doing anything that's shaming, blaming, faulting, or in any way, shape, or form, the whole envy stuff. So being a human is not hard once you understand, thank you, attachment trauma researchers. I'm pseudoscience lady because I don't do the research. They did, and I get to share with you educational information. You don't have to move into what is basically unflappability and equanimity and a beautiful restorative embodiment. But if you do want to, then you can keep on joining us, and our oversoul supports us to believe in ourselves, but we choose. And we also choose to say, you know what, I'm going to say I'm sorry if you, even if you're the nasty one, I'm still going to say I'm sorry. And then from that interaction, I'm going to learn how to recalibrate so that I don't have to be in that situation again. And that means that I will have learned something about you, and that I will have been able to expand my consciousness even further. And it will be a beautiful, beautiful day. As a person with clairs, what I can share with you, if you are a person with clairs, is that once you get home to yourself, well, then you can come on over and we can talk some more. But I do share with you at times some of that, which is what Akashic downloads are like, your past life regression downloads. That those are really awesome. I just recently realized that I've been having a bunch of different past life regression downloads, and that's because of one recent one, but it's through the Akashic records, because obviously it's all stored in the same place anyways. It's a big ball of energy. It's really fun. And on that note, this is going to be a short one. If you need any support, remember, we have Ask Maria. That's how we're calling our lovely, I think I said something along the lines of the opinion columnist podcast episodes. I might revisit that one, but if you have any Ask Maria, it's paid subscription-based model content for now. It's only on the podcast, and eventually it'll be on YouTube video podcast. And that's about it. I love where we're headed in human history and human future. And when we look at our history, actually, spirituality gave us and still gives us a lot, and science accompanies it now. That the people who are not in our 5D collective don't appreciate that, that's because they are short-sighted and they don't understand. No, they don't get educated, and they don't believe in our species. They believe in some different stuff. And I believe instead in our species because I'm a human and I learned and I still learn. So I'm educated and I'm not a flat earther, which is why I can go down the sciences path to talk to you about trauma and attachment and make it really boring. But luckily for you, I'm a mystic. So I get to bring you a little bit of this and that. And that's why I'm the woo-woo pseudoscience lady for the scientist people. And that's okay too, because they don't have all the answers. Remember, they are studying the hard problem of consciousness, like our human condition, which they call dilemma. The existential psychologists, they say that it's a dilemma to have secondary consciousness. Not for those of us who are friends with our left chit-chatter and our right. Oh, look, all of the unknown uncertainty coming up. Oh, you have to have a window of welcome for the sensations that come up. If you cannot respond to life, which means that you cannot observe that you are behaving in a functional adult manner yet, okay? Again, it's not a test. Life is not a test, but life is full of emotions. When you're able to put the personal to the side, it's because you're starting to understand the ego self and say, I know I have likes and dislikes. I don't have to bring them with a charge. I can bring them with my mouth. And I don't want to react. I want to live life. So I want to respond and expand and have great and beautiful and fun relationships. And that's what we get to do here, 5D relationships. So we'll be back with more. Have a great day.